Great to be here, and I've got. I'm expecting some insightful questions.
Oh no! Here we go again. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you know what? These are days as a coach. You're really excited because you got these guys in the books, and I think we've got an outstanding class and a group of young men that are really going to come in and further the foundation we've been laying.
Definitely. So, Craig, I'm curious. You know, just overall, you know, you had 11 offense, 11 defense, and a kicker in this class from all over 11 different states. How would you characterize what this class is all about? Really balanced, it seems like.
Well, it certainly is, and you know, it's our third year, and there's a lot of continuity on our coaching staff, and we've been able to, you know, canvas not only our state but our geographical areas. We got a better lay of the land of what the Mountain West Conference is like, and then getting to know our players as well. And you know, I do want to make a point. The very first place we looked is the state of Wyoming, and we've got two scholarship players. We've purposely gone out and feel like it's imperative to enlarge our squad of Wyoming players. I know, you know, your outreach area, when we first got here, there were seven players on the team from the state. This next fall, there's going to be 24. And that's done in a short amount of time. And then along with that, I appreciate what you're saying. We've recruited the old-fashioned way. You know, we certainly have utilized technology while we've evaluated tape, but we've been out on the sidelines and watched many of these guys. 16 of the 23 guys we signed, we actively watched them during the fall. And quite frankly, that would not be possible if it wouldn't be for the contributions of Cowboy Joe and then the match by the UW legislation. I mean, we were out and we humped it and we found players. And these guys are committed and they're excellent players.
Coach, about the kids from the state of Wyoming, you know, I saw Zach Taylor play several times over the years doing high school games for the Cheyenne schools out of Gillette. Really talented player on both sides of the ball. And Theo Dawson from Jackson. What about those guys really impressed you? And I guess the second part on Theo, how does his signing work? Does it count towards this class, or will, since he's going on his LDS mission, does that go to 2018?
Well, first of all, let's address Zach. You know, he's a part of the element that we really need to advance in our program. A fullback in our offense is really important. I know he played linebacker as well, but, you know, he's an outstanding wrestler. He's a tough guy. He really wants to be here, but not just want to be here. He possesses that type of attitude and physical ability that we're looking for. Concerning Theo, you know, this is new territory for me. You know, while I've coached some LDS players in the past, you know, we appreciate Theo's commitment to his faith and taking a mission. And he'll come back in 2 years, and then we'll honor the scholarship then. Because right now, with the mission, the NLI basically is null and void. And so it's a trust agreement that Theo and I have with each other in the school. And so he'll be off on his mission, and then he'll be back in 2 years ready to put the crown and gold on.
I know the state of Colorado is very important, as are your geographical footprint, but to nab four from the state of Colorado has got to be pretty good, including three of the top 15 in terms of recruiting rankings. Just how important is the state of Colorado to you guys and to get these quality football players from that state?
Well, a couple things we have done. We look back when the Cowboys were great, and you know, under Coach Roach and Coach Tiller, and Colorado always had a strong presence on the Wyoming roster, and that was an area we wanted to address, and we said we're going to double down in Colorado, specifically Denver. You know, the young men that have committed all bring exceptional athleticism. They were heavily recruited, but we got, you know, we weren't reactive. We were proactive, and we got offers out on these guys in the early stage. They saw their opportunity here, you know, with Adrian King from George Washington and Braden Smith from Lakewood and Elijah Halliburton from Overland, and now we have a kicker, Cooper Roth from Longmont. And I wanted a kicker last year. We got one.
Coach, you know, we all know that first year you came in, it was pretty quick, and you were – I don't want to say throwing a class together, but you were scrambling to put together a recruiting class that first year after the after getting here and being named the head coach. Last year, I know you were really kind of scrambling to fill needed spots. You had a lot of spots you needed to fill, places you needed immediate help. Do you feel like with this class, maybe you've got a handle on that kind of thing, and now you can begin to look at backup and depth and redshirting more of these players and getting more back into the kind of rhythm that you'd like to be when you're putting your recruiting classes together and putting a team together?
Well, we certainly do. There's always a balance. You're seeing more and more younger players play at an early age. I would not, you're exactly right. The first class, you've been kind of kind. The first class, we cobbled together in 2 weeks. And while Brian Hill's in that class, Ryan Cummings, there was a lot of misses there. Last year was our first reflection of a full cycle. And then we had a departure of a lot of junior college players the year before. So we had a gap in so many of these guys played. The answer is we're not yet arrived to the point where we're just recruiting and building depth. Some of these guys will play, but we're certainly much more mature. But I can tell you the athleticism and the conviction and the commitment of these guys, they're going to push the needle, and we're really excited about them.
That's my insightful question for the day, so I'm done.
Okay, good.
Head coach.
Now I can breathe a sigh of relief.
Head coach Craig Bull joining us here in the Sports Zone. Coach, we'd like to talk about all these kids, but to single a couple of them out, wide receiver John Akwoli from Arizona has been pointed out to us as a guy that is really exciting, and Alex Stewart as well from California, the tight end, really seems to fit that mold. Those two guys have been pointed out to us as guys that could really be impact players for the Cowboys.
Well, it's always difficult to see which one's going to be an impact. The guy you don't think so does. But it was interesting, when we were recruiting Alec, I'm driving around Orange County scratching my head saying, what in the world? You got the Orange County stereotype, and I walked into the home and saw this big strapping young man with wide shoulders and kind of a square jaw, and I talked to him about Wyoming. He goes, you know what, Coach? I don't like Southern California. I want to change the weather. I like the wide open spaces, and I'm going to get the heck out of here. And he plays aggressively. He's got enough aggression. He could be a defensive lineman. I know Washington State had offered him and recruited him as a defensive end. We think he's going to have a great career as a tight end. And John Akwoli, what was interesting about him, he was a heavily recruited player, kind of went up and down the ladder. And he and I kind of had a come-to-Jesus point. I shot him straight on some stuff, and he looked at me and said, Coach, you guys are the first people that have been honest with me, the first people that I can trust. And he said, I'm going to take that scholarship. And so beyond his physical ability, you're going to see he's got excellent character.
We had Chandler Garrett on our show last hour, and just reading about him and his commitment. He was your first verbal, the commitment that he has made to you guys, and also helping get other guys on board. Man, that's a quality young man right there, isn't he?
Well, that's what your quarterback should do. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting, Jeremy Dombeck was his high school coach, and of course, you remember him as being quarterback here for the Cowboys many years ago. And he's done a great job leading down in Mustang, and that's great football down there. And having Chandler's presence on our team is going to add great value.
Coach, I know you've got some other engagements to get to with the deal coming up at 5:30. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes, and congratulations on your third class, and we look forward to seeing what these guys can do. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye, guys.
Hey, thanks, Coach.
There's Craig Bull joining us here on the program. We do appreciate